Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
No nap yet, John. No
nap. He's doing good, even though
we're drinking our coffee.
And with us today for the show is Paul Uhl, who is the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Services for the Aging. And what we're going to do now is talk as to how Christina Liu, our birthday girl, got involved with Project Independence. And I didn't know this until recently, that she wound up starting with you, Paula.
Yes, she certainly did. It was my lucky day back in, I believe it was August of 2009. And one of the things I've had the opportunity to do is be a field instructor for Delphi School of Social Work. So I
just 1 second. Does that mean we have to have an anniversary show now, too?
May.
Come on, Paul.
Like,
don't give dates.
Like,
don't give
dates.
Everyone write that down.
Christina will remind you, believe me. But so, you know, I was lucky that, you know, I had many interns through the years, and there was a new model. Delphi had a grant through the Hartford Foundation, and it was a rotation model, and we used to have several interns at the same time, which that model didn't work out so great. But Christina came right after that. And I was kind of almost at my burnout point as far as being a field instructor. But we got Christina's resume, and Adelphi asked, please, please, please take a look. You know, she wants to work.
We can't put her
anywhere.
She
wants to work with the elderly in geriatrics, which you never hear. I mean, it's harder and harder, and you know, to get people that want to come in and work and do this work in our field. So Christina and I almost did not meet each other, so we've reminisced about this here and there. Christina and I, and I'm going to blame it completely on Adelphi, had the wrong dates. I was given one date where I had to have met her and made a decision, and Christina, I believe, had a different date that was a week or two later. So when I hadn't heard from her, I said, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to just, you know, retire from my field instructor world right now. And I think, I don't know, did I try one more call?
Yeah, because I remember, I think I might have called because I was in a panic, I remember.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the program I was in, it was a 2-year program, social work program. And the first year, you know, they placed me with children, which is a very great population, but I wanted to work with seniors.
Right.
So it was really hard trying to find a placement for me. And I remember it was my final year, and I was like, oh, I just like want to finally go. I mean, like, it was like it was taking forever. Everyone had their placements.
Right. It was August
and,
already.
Yeah, and it was
started
and I was
September.
Like absolutely like very frantic about the whole situation. And then I remember actually being in my backyard and I remember calling again, and then I was able to get in touch with Paula. And I remember I was like starting to feel sick too. I remember like an interview.
Right,
I was like totally sick.
Right.
And then, nerves or sick?
No, sick. Like on. I had like a sinus.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Right. She was sick.
And we went in. I remember I met with you and Evelyn
in
town hall. It was a very serious room. And,
right.
It was a very long giant
had her
table.
Sign here.
I know.
On,
and, I did. And I had like a flowy
scarf.
Walked out
and said, "She's a keeper." I'm like, "Yeah, you can say that again."
And it was just, I remember before the meeting, Paul had sent me stuff about the NORC. And what community organizing was, and it was just such an amazing thing. I was just reading all the material, and it was that year that Project Independence had just started the expansion process.
We weren't DOSA yet.
Yeah.
We didn't have a department yet.
So it was really...
It was just New Hyde Park?
No. Yeah, and it was just what
no,
oh, was
no,
going into
so you
great
were hired just for New Hyde Park, technically, at that time.
She was an intern
for
the NORC.
And
okay.
Great Neck had just started, I think, like a month or, like, you know, like the process just began or whatever, and I remember it just, like, worked, and it was...
Right.
So amazing.
Christina came in and for her interview, and how could you not, you know, just fall in love with her immediately? And I asked for, I think I read you sent me a paper that
you wrote.
Yes, we had
to send in like a writing sample.
She had to send in a sample of writing on a you know, a personal topic that she sent in that was just, I just cried, you know, it was just beautifully written. And I said, well, this is certainly a young lady that should be working in this field.
We talked a lot about my grandpa, I remember in the interview.
We talked about Grandpa.
We'll give a shout out to Grandpa Tasso.
We did a lot. We talked about Tasso. We covered a lot of bases. And I said, listen, you know, we're very new. And this is a very different model. And I can't tell you at the end of this internship, you know, what's going to be. You know, right at the time, we had determined that, you know, the supervisor at the time, supervisor came in, made the call that if this is okay for these two census tracts in New Hyde Park, we're going to bring this through the whole town of North Hempstead.
Okay.
And then Ev came in. Ev was, I think she was initially like a consultant, but then came in.
Yeah.
And the town board had determined that we were now going to be, they were going to create a new department of service for the aging. So Evelyn came in. Evelyn asked me to be her deputy. And then we had literally three of us. I think there were like three of us. And
Evelyn, you and Christina.
Yeah, well, Christina was still an intern. Nancy came on board.
Yeah,
Nancy Mizrahi.
Nancy was there back then, too.
And Nancy came at the same...
Yeah,
like
I think it was like a month before.
Nancy came like as a staff member. We hired her to come in, and Nancy started actually about with transportation because we were applying for a lot of grants. And that was really where we knew for sure Christina would never leave us. We applied for a very large grant, and Ev was in charge of it. I think it was NYSOFA, New York State Office of Aging. I think it was $330,000. This was going to help us get through the first phase of our expansion, which is going to be Great Neck in Port Washington. And Ev was writing. We had deadlines. We had a lot to pull together. And I know Ev one day said to me, I need Christina working on this grant with me. And I was like,
She was an intern. It was so exciting.
So
you know, that it was,
Christina had got all her stuff together and went into Ev, and we pulled it off, and we got that grant.
And Paul was like, Ev, why are you stealing my intern?
I was like, Ev, this is a temporary situation that Christina will, because we really were just, we were the moving so fast, and everyone that heard about it, you know, we thought we were going to have to go out and drag people out of their homes. No. But like you said in the beginning, John,
we were born
like really the same time as 311. So that connection was amazing. And I think you know we work through this service request. A call comes in and it comes right to us, that computer. We see you come right in live and we can get right to it.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I didn't talk to Paula, because I didn't know if you both have access.
Yes, I told Christina.
Oh, I said, because you told me like 311 and you went to show me on the computer one day.
Right.
So I'm seeing does everything
Paula,
go to
right,
that
Right, yes, yes.
You know, I'm curious, Christina, you selected to go with seniors as opposed to youth. I think, this is my opinion, based on nothing.
Okay,
well, I'm excited for that.
Foundation.
Based on life experience, all right? I think probably more people would select to go with the younger people than would go with the seniors in the social worker world. And I'm curious, you mentioned your grandfather earlier. Did that have an influence?
Yeah, well, you know, I was always extremely close. My grandmother had passed away, my mom's mom. Helped, you know, raise me when my mom was there, and I was always close to them. And I can't explain it, but I always just had an affinity with seniors. I don't know. It was just, it was always just my thing.
Right.
And, you know, when I was, you know, because I was in college, I was originally going to, like, marketing, and I was looking at all these different things, and I took a sociology class. I was like, oh, I really, like sociology. So I decided I was going to declare my major sociology. And then I remember I got a phone call from my mom because I wanted to go to grad school, but I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. And she was like, Christina, she's like, did you ever hear about, like, social work? She's like, I just read the description. It just sounds like you. And I remember being on the phone with her, and she's reading through all the things. I was like, oh, that sounds, like, great, you know, and then. What's really hard is because a lot of people don't, and still to this, you know, it's not, the senior population is not.
Interns are not going,
you know,
in that direction.
And there's a lot of courses aren't geared, you know, towards seniors. So it was kind of, you know, it's a more youth or substance abuse. You know, there's different things that it kind of focuses on because I think it's probably going to change as, you know, the years go on. But I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And what made it great about Project Independence, too, is that I like the whole idea of the community organizing, the program development aspect of things, because it kind of combined my two interests.
Which you're very good at, by the way.
Thank you. Well, thanks, Adam. But, you know, it really was a great fit, and that's what I loved. It was like, you know, figuring out how all these things were going to work and developing new things. So it just combined. Like, I have my two.
You know, my opinion, again, I think one of the things you have to have, looking from my perspective to both of your perspectives, is you have to have the ability, I think, if you're dealing with seniors, to realize that they weren't always seniors,
yeah, right. Absolutely.
That they were young right. people at one time, and they're not the way they are now, maybe with a walker or a little crotchety or whatever, isn't how they always were.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a whole history there. Like, we've had people on the show who were veterans in World War II, you know, and they don't look like they were veterans in World War II when you're 90 years old. Right. But the bottom line is they were, and they were young, and they went through all the things that people go through in life. So I think it's hard. People have to try to keep that in their head. Even me, you know, I'm saying, you know, sometimes you look, oh, he's old, you know. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, that's what's funny.
I agree.
That's but that's always my grandfather. Like, you know, I said, you know, my grandparents and my dad's mom, you know, they all, I was always very close to all my grandparents. But my grandpa, you know, is still living and still kicking along Tasso. Yeah, still raising hell Tasso.
How old is he, by the way?
He's 91.
Very nice.
Yeah.
91.
Yeah. He looks phenomenal. Hopefully I have Tasso's genes. But, you know, he was a photographer, and that was his life's passion, and which I think, you know, I obviously have a little bit of, because I take – everyone see my phone. There's a lot of pictures on my phone. But he always says to me, you know, because no one really has patience, because he'll tell you the same story, you know, over and over again. And but it's, you know, you look, and I say to all my cousins, I say, you have to understand, like, this is was his life. You know, to him, like, this is was his identity. You know, he wasn't always just a grandpa, you know, sitting here who, like, couldn't do a lot for himself. You know, and it's hard to, like, you have to always think about, you know, this was their existence. That was their identity, really. So it's important, I think, to always, you know, encourage to talk about those things.
You know, there's two sides to that, too, by the way. In my opinion, I try to, like, you're 31 years old. I was 31 in 1967, so I try to relate.
She's 30 years old, 363 days.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. God. We don't have a countdown for nothing.
Yeah, right. I forgot.
That's right. I'm not 31 until Sunday, everybody. 30 for a couple more days. Yeah.
But what I try to do is I try to remember what was going on in my life in 1967 as opposed to what year are we in? 2016? You know, and I think that makes me be able to relate a little bit better to what you, where you are and what station you're
at in life.
Like we said, if everyone could be like Otto, I think we'd be in good shape.
Well, you know, I like to philosophize, if you will, because I think it's part of the job is to brainwash yourself in this process.
Yeah, but we were just not just very lucky because of who Christina is, because obviously we are very lucky, but the fact that this new program was really being born.
Yeah, it was.
And she
was
like, and I don't know how we would have ever done it without her. Oh. I mean, we were just, you know, like, Christina. I mean, we used to have a joke.
Christina!
You'd hear Christina, but wherever she was in the office.
Really? Yeah, she was very upset when I moved upstairs, in our new building.
Well, the big deal was
in the
Roslyn building, I moved upstairs first because as we expanded, our staff grew.
Right, okay.
So we ended up, I was the first one to go upstairs in that building, and I was up there on my own for a while, and I went down one day, I said, Ev, the time has come. You must let go. Christina, who is a social worker, it's time for her to come back home here. So Ev said okay.
And I said, Christina, don't worry, I could run down the stairs.
Right,
I
and
could
she
still
did,
hear
and
her.
We could still hear Evelyn. Yeah. It was so funny. We really could hear her from upstairs. But Christina was there.
Can I just interrupt you for one second?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Very good. You're on the air.
Hey, Christina, happy birthday.
Hi, babe. How are you feeling? Did you take your medicine?
Yes, I did.
Jay hasn't been feeling well this week.
No, I haven't, but I learned from Christina to walk through with it and just carry on.
That's right. And you got to be well for my birthday, most importantly.
Yeah, you have to be good for the next 300 and some odd days.
Jay.
This birthday goes a long time. We've learned that.
Yeah, the whole month of April.
Is actually, the only day she doesn't celebrate is April 3rd. The rest of the days.
Oh, no, she doesn't let you forget it, that's for sure.
Oh, babe, I'm so happy you called in.
Yeah, I want to say happy birthday and love you and you're a good wife.
Oh, I love you, Bob.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jay. We'll talk soon.
Jay. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe. Drink lots of fluids.
Now after the babes, we might as well go to commercial. Okay. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.